tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
You're never going to find any peace. Not until you admit to yourself who you really are. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And I'm Adrian.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder episode 66, where we talk about worldview and the world around you and all the movies and great stuff in life, and entertainment and news and all that. So, hey, we were off last week. We've been kind of
spotty
this summer, so I apologize. We're back. I'm back from vacation now. I was on vacations and camps and mission trips and all that. So, I was going to Cincinnati last week, and we went to the new Ark Encounters exhibit.
Awesome.
How was that?
Okay. I really liked it. To see Noah's Ark, like, in its full glory, it's pretty impressive. It
probably made you feel pretty small.
It did. So, I think it's longer than I thought it would be, but it's not as wide. Like, it's pretty, like...
Narrow.
Yeah, but it's, like, 5 stories tall. It's pretty tall.
Yeah.
But it's kind of narrow, but they've got all these reasons, the reason why they built it the way they built it.
Because the Bible said so, right?
Yeah, well, with the cubits, but like the shape, it doesn't tell you the shape of it. So they've got like the shape of it for a reason.
Does it look like the ones in the storybooks where it's like a giant boat with a little house on top?
Yeah. So they did.
Two giraffe heads peeking out.
Oh, yeah. And an elephant tusk. Just the tusk, no trunk.
Some lions.
Okay.
Looking real cute.
So they had this, it was called like Noah's Ark Fairy Tale. It was this section on the boat. And it looked like a playland that you would walk into like at a church. Like it had like all these animals and Noah and
the real
boat.
That
no,
awesome.
They didn't have real animals on the boat. They had a petting zoo outside. But so they have this like it's a Noah's Ark fairy tale or something, and you walk into it's just this little room, and there's this big glass case full of books of all these children's books of Noah's Ark. There's like coloring books and pop up books and different stuff about Noah's Ark, and all of them are that little picture that Adrian just said about the little weird. Like, it's a little small boat with little animals on it, and there's, like, you know, 10 animals on the boat or whatever. And there's this music playing that sounds like the music from Beauty and the Beast. It's, like, this kind of fantasy music. No, like, the, whatever the... I don't know.
What's a Down Abbey theme song?
I am a great hummer. Ask my wife. I'll hum things. She'll be like, what is that? I'm like, so YMCA? She's like, no, it's not.
Who really hums? Mm-hmm.
I do. So, not well. Anyway, so it's like this fantasy music. And then there's like children laughing. And it's like really creepy children laughing. And like the more you're in there, the louder the children laughing gets. And it's like this really creepy room. And then, like, so I get closer to the books, and then there's, like, this whole, it's, like, 7 C words about how we falsely teach scripture when it comes to Noah's Ark to children. And I was like, I've never thought about that. Because they're, like, the way that these, like, animals are depicted and just, like, the cutesy cartoon stuff and the small boat and all that stuff, they're, like, children start to see that and look at it as a fairy tale and not as what it really was. And they're like, this is a story about God's judgment and wrath and his redemption through it all. And they're like, we're like falsely teaching. And they're like these publishers are like, they're not going out to falsely teach, but they are.
To go out and make money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But they're like, they're doing this. And like, I mean, kids start to believe it as a fairy tale and don't believe it as what it really was. And I was like, oh, that's pretty crazy. The other thing is dinosaurs on the Ark. Who would have thought? So
really? So there are dinosaurs?
I always wondered how that happened.
So they explained it. Huh?
So, yeah. So this is based on like the Creation Museum. Like it's part of all the Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham, all his stuff. And so we went to the Creation Museum first, which I'd never been to. It's pretty neat. I don't take kids there because there's a lot of reading and stuff. Like, I mean, there are a few things for kids, but for the most part, there's a lot of reading, a lot of theories about young Earth. So
yeah.
Like, Earth is 6,000 years old. Man and dinosaurs existed at the same time. And the reason, like, they have the whole flood stuff It's actually fascinating because I thought about it because I'm like, some of this stuff is weird, right? And then I'm like, I'm reading, I'm like, wait, these people are a lot smarter than I am and have studied this a lot more than I have. So as I like read some of the stuff, I'm like, this is interesting. So here's the dinosaur theories on the Ark. First of all, he said there weren't like that many. He talks about kinds versus species.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, if you have like two kinds of dogs, or what, you wouldn't take like every kind of dog. And I don't know that many existed back then, or whatever. So, but then with dinosaurs, he's like, if you have these big dinosaurs, take babies. Because they were on the Ark like a little under a year, right? And so it's like, if you take babies, I'm like, I've never thought of that. Like, why would you take full-grown brontosauri? Wait, doesn't exist. Ankylosaurus or whatever. Yeah, why would you take full-grown T-Rex? Well, you can take baby T-Rex. He's not going to eat as much. And that was the other thing.
Full-grown raptors.
Yeah. It was like, so the theory about... like animals didn't eat meat beforehand. They said that that's not necessarily true. They said men didn't eat meat beforehand because that's in the biblical account. But like, there's evidence that animals did eat meat beforehand, but they don't know what kind. But they could have survived on a plant diet at that time. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah. So the part that was really cool was like they have all these cages that were like represented the animals and stuff. And so they like had this whole section that like had all these different sized cages. They had like a waste system like out the because like the the cages were slatted at the bottom, and then they had like angled boards that like the waste would have rolled down, and they had like a waste disposal system of how they would have gotten rid of all the waste. And they had like
I always wondered how to get rid of it.
Had all these like jars of like water and food that were like on the side in these racks, and you're like, oh, this kind of makes like I because you don't think about the inside of the Ark. You're like, okay, you hear the story. You don't think about like how it would have looked on the inside. So like to walk around and look
really
at it.
Really dark.
Yeah. Well, they had the lighting system of how they could have lit it. Like, so, I mean, again, this is all, and they say that. They're like, okay, this is all artistic license because there's no verses about how they did anything inside of the Ark. They had their living quarters. And that I read this article on Christianity Today about that, like about some of the artistic license they took because it talked about Noah's wife. They gave her a name. And they tell you that. They're like, hey, we don't know what the living quarters would have looked like. We don't know what Ham's wife was her name or what she did, but they had like stories about her. Like she liked to paint and liked to do this stuff. And so and then the living quarters is like, I want to live here. It was cool. I mean, it was just a really neat exhibit. It made me think a lot. But yeah, but the dinosaur thing, they say because the flood happened. Mm-hmm. And so like the fossil layers and all this stuff. So they explain like the Ice Age. They explain like Grand Canyon, all this stuff that happened, and they say it was from the flood. And so, and they have, I mean, they have evidence to back it up too. So it's not just like, oh, yeah, I just think this, but I'm like, oh, it's interesting. So,
cool.
So go see the Ark. It was like, it was a lot of, it's expensive. If you do take your kids, make sure they're under 5 because Sunny was free. Quincy wasn't.
Oh,
so she was free. She's little. So,
Wednesday or Sunny?
Is like four and under gets in free. 5, you have to pay.
Ugh.
Now, the other thing, at the Creation Museum, there's like outdoor like stuff that was fun. They had like a jungle walkthrough and a different stuff. They had a petting zoo with a Zors and a Zonkey. So, like, one was like it's like half donkey, half zebra.
Oh my gosh.
And half zebra, half horse.
I feel like they should make it, it'd be like Jurassic Park.
The
Creation Museum.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not what it should be.
All right. So there was stuff I'm like, I've never thought about this before. And like, I'm a follower of Jesus and I like believe in creation and all this stuff, but there's just like, they talked about dragons. There's like a whole exhibit on dragons. And I was like, what? Yeah. And here's why.
The Bible talks about dragons.
The Bible talks about it, but they talk about like all these recent, not recent, but like
Job talks about dragons.
Yeah. The Leviathan and the Behemoth. But they talk about, like, Christopher Columbus and Marco Polo, and they have, like, their writings. They have, like, their journals and stuff. I mean, not their actual ones, but they have excerpts from them, and they're like, these aren't accounts of, like, oh, these are mythical beasts. Like, they're, like, writing about this. They're real. Like, it's their journals of what they encountered. And they talk about these, like, crazy creatures that, like, fly, that are, like, that eat beasts and all this stuff. And they're like, there was one like I took a lot of pictures of them. I haven't gone back and read them, but one was like cowboys and there was like an account like even in the 1800s about this like dragon out west or something. But they they talk about these creatures, and they're like, we think there's dinosaurs. Like, they're, like, descendants of dinosaurs that are still around. And even, like, the Gila monster and all these, like, crazy things. Because reptiles keep growing until they die. And so, if like, with the new...
I didn't know that.
The new Earth and stuff, like, with the new structure after the flood happened, because there was, like, that ecosystem. That would limit. Yeah, because stuff didn't live as long after that. So, it'll limit... So, there's all this stuff. You're like, oh, never would have thought of that. So, it messed with my worldview of the Earth. of when dinosaurs lived and stuff. World. Yeah, well, it was just interesting, because dinosaurs are real because all the fossils and bones and stuff, but you don't really think about humans and dinosaurs being alive at the same time. But if the Earth is only 6,000 years old, then, because I don't know. I never really have thought about that much. Okay, when were dinosaurs around? Yeah, because that's all I remember in middle school.
Like, kind of just push that out of your mind.
That's the question we ask God when we get to heaven. That's the first thing I'm going to ask. I don't know if you'll care about that, but all right. You guys watch anything or do anything fun in your lives?
I did a wedding.
Oh, good job, James.
Yeah, I did my second wedding.
Right. This is your first official one.
By myself. Only messed up four times.
Four?
Yeah, I messed her name up. Kidding.
Oh, man.
It was funny. I was practicing and I kept on saying... I cut it short. Instead of saying Anna, I'd say Anne.
When you practice?
But
when you said it
at
the wedding...
I said it for real. I read everything correctly.
Okay, good.
But yeah, it was crazy. I'm like... So,
Adrian, you watched her.
Right, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So I had the whole night in some foreign city to myself, and I was like, free Wi-Fi, I'm going to watch Mad Max. So I watched Mad Max, the Thunderdome. It's the third one.
So that's Mel Gibson still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, man, this is not as good as I remember. I was like... Oh, and then it kept on cutting in and out. So it was quite the frustrating, but they did give free popcorn at the hotel. So that made my night.
What hotel did you stay? What?
Drury Inn.
Oh, nice.
I'd stay in the nicest room they had. Yeah.
The whole hotel?
Yeah, I think so.
The penthouse suite? What? Yeah. Man, James
was like, party! By myself.
Mad Max. Weddings.
Yeah, Mad Max. Coke and popcorn.
So
cool.
Adrian, do you watch anything? It's been 2 weeks, but I'm giving something that. But
yeah.
Wait, was there any, what was the overall worldview of Mad Max Fury Road? Not Fury Road, Thunderdome.
Thunderdome. I mean, just power. Who can be in power? Because it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
So what you going to do? It's not going to be people just trying to survive. Nobody really cares about anybody. And you're just, you'll take advantage of whoever.
Yeah, that's a lot of themes in post-apocalyptic. Everybody's kind of for themselves, and the story they follow is the people that care about other people. But everybody else in the world's haters. Yeah. There's always that one place they're trying to get to that has people that love each other.
So. Of course.
All right, sorry, Adrian, I keep interrupting you. So what? what have you been watching? James, one more thing.
Hey, I did watch Hacksaw Ridge trailer. It was great, but we'll talk about that in the trailer section of it.
We got a lot of new trailers. Okay.
A lot of good trailers coming.
Adrian, go for it.
All right. Well, after coming off of the high of Stranger Things, we needed a show that kind of lived up to it.
What was that?
So we started Mr. Robot after hearing
of. Is that new?
Fairly new. I mean, it's been out a while and it won, what's the TV awards?
Yeah. Season 2 just came out, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And the lead actor, he won an Emmy, I think, and just kind of...
And he went to school?
He went to school at U of E in Evansville.
Right down the road from us.
Yeah, very close
on
by.
On our street.
Lots of Pokestops there.
Pokies!
Okay, so that one, first of all, I've been getting really into Pokemon Go this past week.
How many Pokemon do you have?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Robot, which... I'm only into episode 3 and really like it, but it may be getting a little bit dirty, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure how long I can keep watching it if it continues down this road, but the worldview is very, very interesting, so that's why.
It's like half of an episode or something, I don't know, like a plane. But it's like him...
It's about really how, yeah, and it's really because he says that money is the kind of unseen controller of our lives, and it is slowly somehow taken over.
Everything.
Everything we do is motivated by money, and but in a very subconscious way, not just people who are obsessed with getting rich or anything.
But he's a hacker, right?
And yeah, so he hacks into.
Is his name Mr. Robot?
No.
What is robot?
Somebody he encounters along the way in the first episode. Ooh. His name is Mr. Robot.
Is it a robot?
No.
Man, I don't like. I'm just being disappointed right now.
It's basically it's a secret society of hackers who are trying to
take down the man.
Yeah, take down the man. So they're wanting him to join on. They say he's the key to something. They need him specifically, and it's about him kind of going back and forth right now.
It's like the Matrix almost.
About the moral standards and stuff. So,
but it's if I remember, it's like filmed in kind of a weird. Like it's a lot of him. Does it pause and he talks? Or is it like voiceover of him?
Mainly? It's a lot of voiceovers. Okay. And yeah, it's just
it's becoming more popular in shows.
Strange.
That political show with, what's his name? On Netflix. House of Cards. I only watched a few episodes of that, but it'll like stop and Kevin Spacey will like talk to the camera. It's pretty, I mean.
Breaking down the fourth wall.
Yeah. So, okay. So Pokemon Go, that's like taking over my existence.
Well, I'm glad I'm not doing it then.
I'm trying to catch a wild Eevee right now. It's weird.
Are you kidding?
Oh, I gotta wait. I don't have any more Pokeballs. I gotta go to some Pokestops. All right. So 2 weeks ago, I hadn't played it yet because Adrian used all our data for the month of whatever month was last
Adrian.
Month. Hey, welcome to August. It's August 1st when
August
we're recording this.
August 1st.
So I started playing Pokemon, and near my house was a place that had like 10 to 12 Pokestops. And so I went there with a friend and we drove through and got like all this stuff. And then I went back the next day and they had taken them away. And there were no more Pokestops in this place because it was a graveyard. And while we were driving around, there was a funeral going on. And so it probably wasn't appropriate, but hey, we were quiet.
There was a Pokemon on the casket. And he's like, I gotta catch them all. It's a Gyarados.
Hey, there's a Pikachu on this guy. I need to get it. So let me get a Pikachu. All right, so.
Have you gotten a Pikachu yet?
No.
You gotten a Pikachu?
I was near one.
And you didn't get it?
Really?
It looked like the silhouette of it on my stuff. So, Pokemon Go. We'll talk about that in
major
a little bit.
Major phenomenon.
More, but yeah.
Did we and talk then, about it last time a little?
We did a little bit. I did watch Batman v Superman, Dawn
finally.
Of Justice.
Yeah, that's like
it
years
was,
old.
I know. It kind of came out on DVD, and it was not good.
And you watched it on DVD, and you watched it on Blu-ray?
DVD, because I got it from the library. And it was weird.
Weird.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm like, what?
It's choppy.
Yeah, well, Batman and Superman, like, they're fighting each other.
Well, yeah, it's Batman versus Superman.
Over the same reason, though. Like, Batman's mad at Superman because he doesn't have any checks and balances, and Superman wants to fight Batman because he doesn't think Batman follows any codes. And you're like, wait, you both hurt people and, like, put them in jail or throw them out in space or whatever you do. And so I'm like, oh, man. And so that's weird. The whole Lex Luthor thing is weird. I don't know. I mean, this is another movie that showed way too much in the preview. So I was like, oh, I know this is going to happen. I know this is going to happen. And so the preview gave too much away. That's why I'm refusing to watch any more Suicide Squad trailers. Because I'm like,
do you want to see that movie?
It's PG-13. Have you not seen
terrible.
What? Oh, it looks so good. And it's your people from Arrow. Have you not seen Arrow? You've seen Arrow, right?
I'm not caught up.
How far are you in Arrow?
Season 3.
Yeah, then you've seen...
Who?
Like Deadshot and those guys where they go out and do the missions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Suicide Squad. What? Yeah.
It's coming out this week. Oh my goodness.
Now I want to see it.
Yeah, well, no, because they put those chips in their head so they can't run away. And so it's like Deadshot and those other... Like it's that. That's who the Suicide Squad is.
Oh, but the Arrow and the movie's not related. It's just like
I don't know how it all works.
The characters are different.
Because here's what DC has done a poor job of getting everything right. Because there's a new trailer for the Justice League.
Yeah.
And in it, the Flash is in it.
Right. And it's not the Flash.
Yeah. And I'm like, man.
I saw that and noticed, and I was disappointed.
He's like, I'm like, man. You can't the Flash,
replace the guy who plays the Flash. Yeah,
he does so good.
I know.
So, but I've only seen season one of the Flash. Okay. Hey. You know what time it is?
It's time for
Florida Foilables. All right, Adrian.
Adrian found this one.
Wait, what's this other one?
No, that's not in Florida. Okay. That was just an article I found.
The headline is is self-explanatory here of Wyatt's Florida Foibles for the week. It is a Florida man arrested when officer mistakes Krispy Kreme donut glaze for meth.
Okay.
I don't know what meth looks like.
So
that title in itself is one of the greatest article titles. First of all, cops and donuts. I mean, he's got to know what the glaze of Krispy Kreme looks like. I know. This is one of those fit cops.
Man, come
on. We have several policemen that may listen to the show, or their spouses do. So we love our policemen. So we're just poking fun at them. Because that's a joke, right? A little joke. So it wasn't the first time someone claimed a Krispy Kreme donut was a type of drug. But the joke wasn't funny for a Florida man who was arrested when an officer mistook donut glaze for methamphetamine. So
I'll explain, because the article's really long, actually. So officers were doing surveillance on a corner with...
it's a meth corner.
Yeah, because it is a high drug traffic area. So they noticed this man going in and out of a 7-Eleven a couple times. But he was actually, he said, serving as like a taxi driver for friends that day. And so he was like taking people to the 7-Eleven, but he actually wasn't ever getting anything. So the officers thought that was suspicious. So they pulled him over, and there were Krispy Kreme donut glaze crumbs on the floor of his car. And so they thought it was like the crystal meth, so they picked it up and took drug tests of it, and it came back like positive or whatever.
Wait, what? It came back positive?
Meth? That it had some sort of narcotics in it.
Oh, okay.
So then he went to court a month later, and because like the chemistry section of the test wrong.
Came back twice positive.
Right. But then they actually, like, I guess took it to a more legit lab or something and realized.
More legit.
I don't know. Then just the drug test in his car or whatever.
Yeah, so he had to post $2,500 bail and was in jail a month for Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, he's going to file a lawsuit. See, this is where, like, all right, so this is hard, right, because the police are trying to do their job. They see his suspicious activity, right? If he's like driving like people back to this corner, back and forth, and all that stuff, and then they look and they're like, "All right, it looks like drugs," and they test it, and it comes back positive twice. So I don't know. That's an interesting. I don't know. Maybe there were some drugs there. Who knows? But so he got arrested and all that. But. All right, so what worldview, like, what is this? So the guy, he's suing the police, right?
Yeah.
Because he's like, you owe me something now.
Yeah.
This is a year or a month of my life and $2,500. He probably got his money back, right? Did he get his money back?
$25. But he got free food and a free bed. I mean, come on. Is he really going to complain about that?
Was it really free, though?
He
was
in jail.
For it. He's in jail, bro. So what? I mean, I don't know if he lost his job. Yeah, when he gets back, he's like, he's a taxi driver for his friends.
Yeah,
and they pay him Krispy Kreme donuts laced with meth. He's got like the perfect life.
Yeah.
They're my Krispy Kreme donuts. So, do you want to hear my story where I almost got arrested for meth?
Sure.
Or should we keep going? So it was the night before I got married, March 15th. Do you know the story, Adrian?
I've told
the story. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, me and my friends, because it's the night before I get married. So we go out to the Angel Mountain boat docks, and we're shooting off fireworks, because that was something we would do in the summers. So, we're shooting off fireworks, and we had some friends that were supposed to come out there. Like, okay, I just so you guys know, we weren't drinking. There wasn't any of that going on or anything. Like,
and he doesn't do meth either, that I know.
Yeah. So, yet. I know. Yeah. We were doing some Krispy Kreme donuts. No, so we're out there shooting off fireworks, and this like big spotlight comes, this flashlight shines on us, and like, hey, everybody, get your hands in the air. Well, our friend was supposed to like, we told our friend, like another friend or two, that we were going to be here. So we thought they were joking around, and we're like, why, or whatever. And they're like, then we noticed there were like a couple more flashlights, and like, everybody, get your hands in the air. My friend who was out there was like, he's like, I almost shot a bottle rocket at him. I was like, dude, we would have gotten murdered if they would have shot. Oh, you. I know. I was like, I could have died. And my friend would have done it. My friend was an idiot. was, still is. But he would just do stuff like that, like goofy stuff. So we're like, what? And they're like, everybody get your hands up and come over here. And so we're like,
did they say they're the police?
Yeah, they did. They're like, this is the police. And so we, like,
can't believe them?
Come over. No, well, because we couldn't see. It's dark anyway. And then they're shining these lights, so we can't see them.
But you can't hear?
No, well, no, they, like, came out. And so it was just one at first. But then we realized, like, there's a lot of people. So, like, come over here. So, like, I'm, like, trying to walk with my hands up. But I have to, like, jump over this, like, little gap in the where the river was. And I'm, like, trying to jump. Like, I was like, can I go down here and walk across?
No.
And so, like, I'd get over there and, they had like canine unit and like four or five cop cars.
Dang,
and
been doing
and luckily
stuff.
My friend, his dad is a detective, or maybe he's even higher up now of the police department. And so they're like, oh, we're on duty for him. Like, we're working for him. And so they called him and they threw me in the back of the car, took a picture, and cuffed me and laughed because we were getting married the next day. But it was a high meth area. So they thought we were like, like making meth by shooting fireworks. I don't know. But
covering it up.
Yeah, but man, I'm like, I'll get up there.
That's a terrible
like,
idea.
And they ran the plates on our car. It was the church van. it was a scary moment of, I almost died. So, but I don't know. I think I would feel wrongly accused if I was wrongly accused and had to spend a month in jail. Because probably on your right. Where you been? I've been in jail for donuts, like for a whole month. So, that's your Florida foibles for the week. And now, goes the culture. All right, James.
Goes the culture.
What's going on with the world of movies? This week.
A new Bourne movie came out. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I did get an opportunity to see it. A free movie ticket. My brother had it, but I passed it up. I don't know. I wasn't super excited about this, but well, I had to be up. I was supposed to go biking at 5 in the morning. Then I had a wedding to do. But it made $60 million, so it did pretty well for a Bourne movie.
I went back and watched the first one again. Me and my wife did. It's great. I mean, those movies are good.
Supremacy. I think this one made more than Supremacy.
Hawkeye.
That one was terrible.
I mean, I liked it.
That was so bad. Really?
I like those movies, yeah.
I was like, man, they just ruined it for me. So this one, $60 million. Star Trek.
Number two.
Huge drop off. Only made about 24 in its second week. Which is kind of interesting, because each movie that's come out has done worse than the one before it.
Really?
Yeah. So
I think they're really good. I really liked it.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. I saw it.
I
was great.
See it either. Because Andy hasn't seen the last one that came out.
Oh, what? With Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Bad Moms 23 and Life of Pets still making a ton of money with $18 million.
All right, so Bad Moms came out. This continues the string of comedies that are just raunchy for the sake of raunchiness.
I've never even heard of that.
So it's these moms that like decide, like, that they're done being moms. Like, they're like, oh, they just get fed up with doing all the cleaning and cooking and all this stuff and PTA meetings. And, like, we're just going to party and have fun. And then, of course, at the end, they realize, oh, we should be
good moms
again. But then, like, their husbands or families are more understanding, you know, of their important role. And their kids are more, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, do we go through all this trash to get to that conclusion? Do we need that? And because I look at Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. So that one had some inappropriate stuff in it, but it's PG-13.
Yeah.
And that theme about fatherhood, like, it was actually a really good theme, like, especially for blended families. Like, it was about how, like, dad is important, but also stepdad is important. Like, how both of those, like, how those men can play an important role in the life of
a child.
Yeah. And how, like, even though you're a stepdad, you still have an important role in the life. And even if you're divorced, like, you still have an important role in the life of your kids. And so I really like that theme. I didn't see Bad Moms. I just read the Plugged In review about it. And so I can't speak to any of the stuff. But there's, like, a lot of I mean, there's nudity. There's like stuff in it.
It's a rated R.
I don't know if there's nudity. I think I assume there is. Sorry, I say that there probably is. I don't know. And then, I hate movies that like their hook or their thing is like, oh, we're so bad, and you're like, because you have bad moms, you have bad Santa, and you have that new movie Sausage Fest coming out with it's like a cartoon, but it's like this cartoon. That's the name of it.
That's what it's called.
And it's like this cartoon is not for kids. And you're like, then why did you like? What's the point of it? Just to be filthy? Yeah, it's like it's the directors of Superbad and Pineapple Express and.
People are filthy.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's funny. So if you watch it having out there, cartoons well, cussing. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Shock value.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So, all right, Comic-Con trailers. So a bunch of new trailers launched.
Yeah, yes. I'm looking forward to all these movies, except for that last one somebody
okay. threw in. I haven't seen it yet. All right, so there's Wonder Woman.
Looks good.
See, I don't know.
No.
I think it looks kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. You're boring.
Because I'm... Everyone should be over superheroes by now.
They're not. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's
really have you not seen the new trailer to Lego Batman?
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like, not Lego Batman that looks hilarious, but...
Life doesn't give you
superpowers. I was really disappointed with, like, all the... I know it's Comic-Con.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, it's about comics.
Because it is about comics, so, of course, all the new trailers. I was like, there's just too many, and they have, like...
Well, DC is trying to jump on the Marvel bandwagon. Marvel has done it all right, and DC is like playing catch up now. So,
and its time is over. Like we should be entering.
What else are we gonna make movies about?
Other things that aren't superheroes.
Kong.
But I mean, everything.
Yeah, what about Kong?
After watching all of these things, I was like, can we not create something new?
Or no, like, have you not read the Bible?
There's nothing new under the sun, Adrian.
Exactly, but I'm thinking, like, I would like to see more books.
What books? That,
like, turned into movies, or like...
But those are always drawn out terrible.
Well, yeah, especially if you read the book, and you're like, oh, the book!
You're basically setting you up to complain.
The new Harry Potter play is out.
Oh, yeah, I haven't read it. I'm going to, but...
Yeah, so...
That's another thing.
All right, so Wonder Woman, then there's Kong Skull Island.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That looks cool.
And so they said they're making Kong big enough so he can eventually fight Godzilla.
Excites
me. Yes, that's exciting.
But it's got Samuel Jackson. And
obviously, Kong doesn't lose if that's the case in this next movie, so you already know how it's going to go.
So that trailer looks interesting. Justice League.
I liked it.
Yeah, Justice League looks okay. I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I know people are like, well, he's whiny or whatever, but that's Ben Affleck. He's whiny in all his movies. Yeah, so that trailer looked interesting.
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
So, Adrian.
I don't know what this is about.
Tell us about Legend of the Hidden Temple, because I didn't watch this trailer.
All right, well, Chris and I grew up watching Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Blue Barracudas!
Yeah.
Orange Orangutan. I love that show.
The Silver Snakes. The Shrine of the Silver Monkey that has three parts that nobody can put together.
Nobody ever won that show.
Yeah, no one ever won the show.
They would get the medallions.
The Shrine of the Silver
Monkey. Oh, wait, this is an awesome show.
Yeah, that show.
Where they, like, run their...
It was the game show that had the big temple.
Yeah! Oh, man, I watched that, too!
Yeah, Olmec.
Olmec helped them. Okay,
Olmec, so... But it was, like, goofy stuff, right? Wasn't it?
No, it was, like, kind of scary.
But it was, like, like, you couldn't get hurt. Like, they put on, like... Stop and run.
No, you got stabbed. No, you don't get hurt. It's a, like, it's people, a kid's show on Nickelodeon.
Like, you're like trying to put together some sort of puzzle, and then there's like...
Dude, always go to the Shrine of the Silver Monkey. Like, stay out of that room.
Yeah, because then the guys, like the temple guards, they always come and grab you.
Yeah, and they freak people out.
Kids out.
Because you're like, yeah, the Shrine of the Silver Monkey, every time they put that monkey together.
And it's three parts, and they're like... Putting the head on the bottom and stuff.
And when you're yelling at the TV.
Yeah. Oh, so, man. Anyway.
Okay, I loved that game show.
The host, if anyone remembers his name, I don't know. But anyway, he is appearing in this movie.
So, oh, is he? Nice.
Yeah. So it's, what I got from the trailer is that the TV show is a thing still.
Really?
And
in the movie.
Oh, you know what? This gives him license to bring it back. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Yes, I would watch that.
Okay. But the kids go in after hours or something. And then the temple is actually real. So there is literally a Shrine of the Silver Monkey room.
I smell a box office hit.
It really looks terrible, though. But I think they do make a joke in the Shrine of the Silver Monkey room because she, like, the girl in it is like, come on, it's three parts or something. And I was like, yes, they're going to, like, please pay tribute to that.
Oh, man. Okay. So, I'm excited about that.
It looks like, you know how Zathura came out after Jumanji and it was just like, this is not as good.
Right.
And it looked like that sort of thing or like Escape to Witch Mountain or something where the
it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it's more cheesy than anything. So
you know what would have been good is they made this movie 15 years ago when that show was still on.
Right.
I don't even know if it was on 15 years ago.
The age of Jumanji and game shows. Like that would have been the perfect combination.
It would have been good then. Well, they're making and that's the thing. They're not making off a book. They're making off of a game show from the like mid '90s.
I want to see a Global Guts movie.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Or Double Dare, Super Sloppy Double Dare. Okay, all right. So, Adrian, you talk about like wanting new stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What we're going to talk about here in a second is not new.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, it's a throwback to old stuff.
Right,
but
it is.
Done in a modern way.
Yeah, and so...
these superhero movies are done with CGI.
But there aren't 1,000 Stranger Thing type shows out there for me to choose from.
Pretty soon.
Okay, so Christianity Today's Allison Wilkinson wrote an article in Christianity Today, but it was about... shows like Stranger Things and then things like Pokemon Go and even the appeal of Christian bestsellers like This Present Darkness. She talked about like how people want stuff like this because it opens up a new way of thinking. Because they're talking about like Narnia, like there's through your wardrobe, there's this whole world that exists that you don't even know about.
I need a wardrobe.
I know. I had one and I bumped my head on it every night trying to get through. Narnia! I mean, it just talks about, like, those things that, like, there's this other world where it's this enchanted world, and it says, like, we long for this enchantment, this thing, and it says, what this lady talks about in the article, she says, what we're after is joy, the serendipity of discovery, the thrill of mystery, the feeling of excitement lurking around the corner.
Yeah.
And so, then she talks about modern science, but how they explain everything away, and there's not this... mystery.
Yeah, but the other world in Stranger Things was not appealing.
Okay, we're gonna spoil some things in Stranger Things. So you haven't seen it yet.
Might as well.
There's gonna be spoilers for it, but we recommended the show 2 weeks ago, and I know several of you watched it, and so
it's your own fault.
And I got some good feedback. People were like, I like the show. So thank you those that took our advice. But all right, so there's this place they call it the Upside Down World.
Yeah.
And so I want to, if we're going to talk about our, like worldview and stuff, as I thought about this more, the more I think about the show, the more I'm like, I want to go back and watch it again. Because I binge watched it in a weekend.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, now I just want to go back. It's only 8 episodes. And so I want to enjoy it. But
again?
Yeah, I would watch it again. Like,
it's like a long movie.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I watch it slower, I think.
Slower?
I
how do you watch it slower? How do you do that?
I pause it every 5 minutes.
Savor.
No, because it's slower. Like, I wouldn't watch it in a weekend. I watch it over a couple days.
No, that's a lot.
Two episodes a day for 4 days. We watch, like, five episodes.
You couldn't stop, you know?
I know. So... But I was thinking about the Upside Down place and how, like, a lot of times we don't think about the spiritual realm of things, but it's there and it exists and it's right around us. And this was more like a demonic, like, evil thing that was taking people away. But I thought about that. Like, there's this world that we don't really know exists, but it's right there and we don't think about it. But when we come face to face with this reality of, oh, there's something on the other side. There's something beyond this life. Beyond. There's something on the other side, but in this case it was evil, and there is that spiritual realm of evilness on the other side. And so I thought about that from these characters, like how even in their own stories, like there's things that they do to either give in to evil or to fight against it, and how at the end the mom and this cop have to go into evil basically to rescue this kid out of it. And I mean, that could be comparable to Jesus, how he entered into this world and died and rescued us and came back to life and defeated that world of darkness, so we don't have to give into it any longer. And so I don't know. That's probably not what they were getting at, but I like look at things through that worldview. And then like 2 weeks ago, I said really dumb things about the like how they portrayed sexuality in this show. But the way they portrayed it, it showed this girl's struggle with, I'm trying to fit in, I'm trying to be somebody that I'm not.
Yeah.
And she did things that she knew she shouldn't, but to fit in and to be like, well, I want him to accept me. I want this boy to like me and all that stuff. And then there was another guy that liked her just for who she was. And kind of through that, she realized like, okay, I don't have to be this person. This is who I'm going to be. This is who I am. And then the other boy friend that she like was doing things with to kind of get his approval. Like he started to like her for her being her, and he changed. Yeah. His character arc was one of my favorites.
Yeah, Steve was the best.
Steve, yeah, because he like realized the futility of his friends and how dumb they were and how like selfish. And he's like,
yeah,
here's this girl that like cares about people and other things, and I'm like being a jerk to her. And he like kind of changes his ways. So
he does. He becomes like a good young man.
Yeah, they still messed up. And I did like that they portrayed like that there were consequences to her having sex. Like it wasn't just, oh, this happened, and like it made it this real, oh yeah, that's what people do. It was like, no, it affected her, and like it affected her thinking, and like it was, she realized like she had lost something. Like it was portrayed in a way that like most shows don't. Like it was, there were consequences and a weightiness to that action, and not just a, well, this is what teenagers do. So, I liked that they portrayed it in that manner. So, any other things on Stranger Things? There are swears in it, and there are some gory moments, and it's pretty scary. But man, it's a good storytelling, and it has this appeal of, I don't know, throwback to the 80s.
I think for me, if I could change one thing, it's almost like I wish they would have used the upside down world more. Like, I wish there was more happening in it.
I think we'll see more of that in season two.
The future?
So? Yeah.
That could be really there, cool.
I mean, this show is blown up. There's got to be a season two.
One
creature?
Yeah.
Well, it alluded to that. Like, that he
there was an laid egg. They showed an egg hatched.
There was an egg, and then, okay, this spoiler alert for the very end, that kid starts, like, barfing up worms, and so...
and flashing into the upside down.
Oh, man. What he if did. What if he has no control?
Yeah, he did. That's right. So
you need to go back and watch it slowly.
I watched it in half speed. What?
Yeah, so it's like, can he cross over?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Good show.
It was a good show. I'd watch that again.
I'd watch that again. So one of our listeners suggested that we watch a movie and talk about it, like just spend a whole episode on the movie, Midnight Express.
Special?
Midnight Special. Have you seen it?
No.
No? Okay. Have you?
So that'll be our assignment soon.
For next week.
No, I don't know about that soon. But I'd like to watch it
together. Yeah, that'd be fun. And then talk about it, or watch it like Mystery Science Theater it?
No. Yeah. Like, hey, we're watching this movie. There is a podcast that does that. They watch it. Yeah. Like, hey, push play right now and we're going to comment on it. Okay. So, all right, let's, I don't really
have
time
we got.
We're at 43 minutes, so let's wrap it up because we got a lot of stuff.
We do.
But I want to talk about Pokemon Go. I will end our time with that all right. So I've been playing it, and it's
got a meeting soon.
Yeah, I know. So we'll wrap it up
in a minute.
You got 15 minutes. I got that same meeting.
No, I got a different one. No, I got to talk about worship.
Okay. Right,
anyway.
Yeah. But Pokemon Go. So it's this phenomenon that like. It's not just kids. Like, I'm playing it. There's adults that play it.
I would say it's more our generation.
Well, the other day, I was at near our Boy Scout farm or whatever. There's, like, a garden area.
Your Boy Scout farm?
There's, like, four kids. I mean, they're like, probably middle school playing it. I mean, they're, like, middle schoolers and high schoolers playing it.
Everybody's playing it.
Yeah. It's not just older people, Adrian.
You're playing it. Now, wait a minute.
I said our generation. I feel like a lot
are
of,
are you
like,
in our generation?
You're in mine. Chris is maybe
I'm old. So,
yeah, he's like,
man. Okay, I have a funny story. I preached yesterday. I told this story. So, but we were in Cincinnati this past week on vacation, and I kept asking my 5-year-old Quincy, I was like, hey, you want to play the Pokemons? And like, we got to catch Pokemon and all this stuff. So, well, there's all these Pokestops and different things. And at one point, we were eating breakfast, and Quincy goes, Daddy, I think you love Pokemon more than you love God.
What? Oh, so no.
I was like, why do you say that? She goes, because you always talk about Pokemon, you always play it and all this stuff. And I was like, that is not true. And she's like, it is. You love Pokemon more than you love God. And I was like, well, you're doing this and this, and so you love that more than God. She's like, no, I don't. I love God more. And I was like, well, I'm using the same reasoning. She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, you can't argue with a 5-year-old, especially my daughter.
That like, was like growing up with you. So you tasting your own medicine.
I never did that. So, all right, so Pokemon Go. Yeah, but it's this, you go out and, like, I've met some people. Not like, I'm not good friends with them. But I'm like out and I'm like, hey, you playing Pokemon? They're like, yeah. And so it's just funny. Like, I'll see people at Pokestops.
People together.
It does, and like, and then you have to walk. Like, I like that. So the thing I don't like about the walking is that you have to have the app open. Yeah. So there is a battery save mode in the game. If you click on battery save mode and flip the phone upside down, then the phone turns off. But the app is still open.
Pastor Dave!
Pastor Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Wearing the same shirt.
I know, me and my boss.
They're wearing the same shirt, everybody. Same shirt. How? The record show.
Is it really the exact same? So, it is. Oh, my goodness.
Pastor Dave, have you played Pokemon Go?
You know, after listening to your message yesterday, I'm thinking this is something that I need to add just to understand this next generation.
So, do your grandsons play it?
They know all about it, and I don't think they do.
Okay.
They're 10 and 11.
Yeah.
And it's not...
6 and 7 year olds are playing it.
Yeah. I saw some at the Boy Scout range. I don't know what to call it. It was like a garden or something, the Boy Scout garden.
Master Gardeners.
Yeah, Master Gardeners. Garden. Yeah. They have a garden. Yeah. There's 2 Pokestops over there. But, well, there's like 4 actually if you go to the, like, drive to the little Boy Scout parking lot. So, yeah, but it wastes your battery and your data. But yeah, but if you put it in battery save mode and flip it over, it's still on, but your screen's off, and so it doesn't waste as much battery.
So you have to flip it over.
Something like that. I don't know. I watched a video on it because I needed to know. Because when I was on vacation, we walked everywhere. I'm like, why is my 5-kilometer egg not hatching? I'm like, oh, because I have to have the app open, and then my battery dies, so I couldn't do that. So now I learned about battery save mode.
Nice.
So,
Pastor Dave, you need to get it. If you want to be hip and cool.
I know. I get it. I understand.
Or you could read your Bible.
You
love Pokemon more than you love God.
That's what I heard yesterday. This may be, you may want to go to BethelBBV.com and listen to yesterday. Yeah, the Confessions of a Teaching Pastor.
Or follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, or follow us on Facebook.
It's on there, too.
So
there you go.
Hey, and, we'll plug in the website. Good job, Dave.
Yeah.
Now maybe they'll advertise this at our church. Yeah. they won't let us ever talk about our podcast. They're like, nope, too stupid. All right, we're wrapping up. Yeah, Dave. So. Okay, James is going to head out. But I want to talk about letterboxing because I just found out about this. I've never heard of it. You guys know what letterboxing is?
I've never heard of it.
So it's like Pokemon Go. Except it's like real life.
Yeah.
So do you know what letterboxing
is?
No. So one of our high school students, like, her mom was telling me about it. Huh. So you basically go and buy a stamp of whatever you want. So this girl bought an anchor.
Yeah.
And so then you like look, there's this website, atlasquest.com, and you go and you like type in your town of where you live, and Evansville has 148 letterboxes. So it's similar to geocaching.
That was popular once.
Yeah. Except this one. So you have your stamp. And so you go to this place and there's like, and it tells you, like, you click on it and you're like, oh, so there's like one, like at the state hospital park. Apparently it's in a tree. Like, it's like hidden in a tree. It's a little Ziploc bag and there's a stamp in it. So you go and you take your stamp and you stamp the pad in the bag. And then you take their stamp and stamp your pad that you have that you carry with you. And then you write your name. Like, you don't write your real name. You write, like, you have a name that you register on this website. Hmm. And then you can go back and, like, put it in on this website or whatever. And so, basically, you go. So, they were in Illinois driving back, and they found one that's a hitchhiker. And so what you do with the hitchhiker is, like, you take that one with you, and then at your next stop, you put it in that one. And it had been, like, to Pennsylvania, Illinois, and now it's in Evansville. And so you, like, leave stamps. But it's like a treasure hunt.
Cool. Like, rubber stamps, not letter stamps.
Right, rubber stamps.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you don't...
That's what I'm clarifying, because the you're whole not spending time, lots of money. I thought we were doing
rubber stamps. Yeah, so I thought that was cool. That's like, cool. Oh. So if you're not a Pokemon player,
you'd be
like,
a letterboxer.
I think Mom and Dad need to get into that.
I know, yeah, but I think,
we
like...
We could get it popular here.
I think Quincy, I think my daughter would love this.
And yeah, she'd
too.
Love it more than God. We'd
be like, hey... We're gonna go, but it's like a treasure hunt. So you're like, oh, like go to the dude, this tree and like look under the tree, and so I don't know. So there's 150 in our area, but like they're all over. This is a 15-mile radius.
Nice.
Home of the Elder Gorilla. What?
Carbon. Fire.
What? Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up. Thanks again for listening to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 66. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
We'll see you next time. Magic.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.